manager law has stripped all power from Detroit's elected officials. Democracy is dead in Detroit, as it is in all of Michigan's largely black cities, every single one of which is now run by a corporate dictator. The majority of Michigan's African-American citizens have no more electoral rights than did blacks in South Africa under apartheid. This new political regime has been carefully crafted to the specifications of Wall Street. City revenues from Detroit's casino and income taxes will go directly through the accounts of Barclays Bank. And if, for some reason, the emergency manager loses legal control of the city, then Barclays Bank would be allowed to declare Detroit in default and begin seizing its assets for liquidation. That is, the bankers would be empowered to exercise outright ownership of the city. Detroit will then serve as a model for the rest of urban America. Also this week, the U.S. Justice Department reached an agreement with J.P. Morgan Chase, the country's biggest bank in terms of assets, whose chairman and chief executive, Jamie Dimon, is a good friend of President Obama. The settlement calls for $9 billion in fines and sets aside $4 billion in relief to homeowners that were victimized by the bank's mortgage securities practices. Nobody, of course, will go to jail or even face criminal charges for the multitude of felonies committed by high J.P. Morgan executives. Crimes that would be categorized as racketeering offenses were the perpetrators not part of a ruling class that is immune from prosecution. Jamie Dimon, the godfather of J.P. Morgan's criminal enterprise, has the privilege of bargaining with the U.S. Attorney General over the size of the fine his bank will pay. Dimon himself, of course, won't pay a cent, despite his role in throwing millions out of work and costing the world economy many trillions of dollars. His class has emerged from the crisis they created stronger than ever. Too big to fail, too big to jail, more than big enough to gobble up Detroit, bigger than the voting rights of U.S. citizens, especially black citizens, which can be canceled when democracy gets in the way of Wall Street. All power to the bankers. For Black Agenda Radio, I'm Glenn Ford. On the web, go to blackagendareport.com.
From evening prayers in Birmingham in April. The Ukrainian head at mosques has been jailed for life with a minimum term of 40 years. 25-year-old Pavlo Lapshin stabbed Mohammed Salim 3 times as he walked home from evening prayers in Birmingham in April. The Ukrainian had only been in the UK for 5 days. Mr. Salim's son, Shahid, says the sentence is what the family had hoped for.
These crimes are religiously and racially aggravated in nature. We hope this case serves as a deterrent to other terrorists who may plot such acts of horrific violence for the purposes of creating fear and terror in the communities.
A 16-year-old boy who threw acid at a woman has been sentenced to 8 years and 3 months. Tara Quigley suffered horrific burns to her face and body as she answered the door at her home in Romford in East London in April. The 28-year-old had to have 2 skin grafts following the attack by Liam Sibbons. It's been confirmed a young girl taken into care from a Roma couple in Greece has...
You are listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service.
Find us on the web, ang-newswire.blogspot.com.
Understand that Barack has taken a statement, made statements against the reparations movement.
Yeah.
But would he ever make a statement about the Jewish people shouldn't get reparations for the Holocaust that occurred in Nazi Germany?
Yes,
I don't think so.
Yes,
he is uplifted Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, anyone that does an in-depth research into the history of this man, knows that Abraham Lincoln was a white supremacist who didn't give a damn about black people at all. He said that if he could, he would ship all black people back to Africa.
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying? So there are many things, statements, and positions that Barack has taken as diametrically opposed to the upliftment and the liberation of African people.
Angry Indian Radio,
You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Stand up and fight for Indigenous rights.
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
This is Indian land! Indian land!
Indian land!
Guys have no jurisdiction here. You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Real talk for the fourth world.
Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro, that's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? And how did he take it? What tongue did you speak? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
All Indians all over the land, all saying the same thing. This is our homeland. This is our birthright. They don't want any white man comes in here and tell us that you have to divide this up this way or that way. The white man doesn't own this land. Just because he has a gun, he said, I took your land.
Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Transmitting from within the occupied Aboriginal territories of North America to the people of the Fourth World and all ships at sea. This is Radio Intelligente Indigena.
Internet radio for smart aboriginal.
Este es Aborigen Inteligente de Radio.
This is Radio Intelligente Indigena.
The message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
Este es Aborigen Inteligente de Radio.
Internet radio for smart aboriginal.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Transmitting to the people of the Fourth World from within occupied North America, this is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Salutan and peace to all original human beings resident on the physical plane. I'm your host, Angry Indian, editor-in-chief of the Aboriginal Press News Service, blogging to the Fourth World from aboriginalnewswire.tumblr.com and aboriginalpress.wordpress.com and ang-newswire.blogspot.com. Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous News, thought and analyses concerning the issues that matter to original peoples and other communities across the world living under imperial, theological, racist, neoclassist, neocolonialist, neoliberal, neofascist, and neo-misogynist control. I wish to welcome you all to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Welcome along, I wish peace to the gods and earths and love and solidarity to the entire original family at this time of strife and struggle. I'm your host, the Angry Indian, and I'm here with our executive producer and engineer, Guadalupe Morales. And, hey, you know, if you thought that what you were doing online was between you and whoever you were dealing with online, brother and sister, you are sadly mistaken. It turns out that the United States has basically been tapping into the communications of not just you, not just me, but just about everybody. Merkel, Brazil, I assume Russia, I assume the UK, I assume Australia, and we know, you know, old New Zealand, Tasmania, come on, you know they're listening, because there's just so much happening. There's just so much happening. They're so concerned about the size of the spiders, right, that they're doing what they're doing to protect everybody. I mean, that's what they're saying about Mirko right now, is that they've been spying on her for years and years and years to her private phone and all of her communications because they've been trying to protect her. I assume that this is why they're spying on Italy and Greece and Spain and, you know, all of their allies, all of the NATO allies, all of the allies. All of them, the allies in the east, the allies in the west, north, south. What are we to say? You know, for those of us who are political that have been doing politics for quite a while, well, we already know what this is about. This has been going on for a very, very, very long time. For my brothers and sisters who are cognizant and pay attention to what was happening stateside, to the African community, and to the Native community, and to the Puerto Ricano community, you know, COINTELPRO has always been out there. You know, and then it was Operation Golden Harvest, Operation Lantern Spike. But I suppose my main question is, why is anybody surprised at all? Why are you surprised, brother and sister? Well, maybe not you, brother and sister. But, you know, look to your left and look to your right. You know, the people that you're standing around, that you're sitting around. You know, this person, while your headphones are on and you're listening to this podcast, and, you know, you're on the bus. You're on your commuter train, you know, whatever it is. And you know full well that everything that you say, everything that you do is being recorded. Somebody is putting it someplace for their own use. Now, for governments, well, it allows the people in power to stay in power, because that's what it is. It's not the governments, it's the people who run the governments. Okay, we have to get over this idea that this is the government doing this. Yes, it's the government doing this, but the government is owned and bought. These politicians are owned and paid for by the corporate sector. So it's not the government. Do not be against organization. Think about that for a second. I'm not an anarchist. You know, I am not against organization. I'm saying that it has to be honest, it has to be answerable, it has to be legit, it has to be accountable. I don't give a damn if it's left wing or if we get really bad luck and it ends up to be, you know, just the other thing. You know, I mean, fascism is, I suppose, is efficient if you want to look at it objectively, but, you know, it's inhuman. And then when you go further on the left, I suppose, you know, I mean, we talk about Stalin, who was not really a goddamn communist. Let's think about this. I mean, yes, he was a communist, but he was the worst kind of goddamn communist. Which is not to say that there's such a thing as a good fascist. That's insane. That's insane. And I know there are people out there making that goddamn argument. But see, you must be one of these fools that believes that David Irving actually has something to say. You accept that he's a legitimate historian. I mean, yeah, he knows history, but he slants it a particular way because he's a white supremacist. He's a Hitler admirer. And I suppose if you want to get a glowing view of the Führer, yeah, you can go to David Irving or you can go to Wilbur Floresan or what have you. And yeah, I know all about the Professor Noam Chomsky bit with the Floresan letter and what have you. Look, Chomsky is a Jew, all right? Chomsky also supports free speech. Now, he supports the free speech of everybody, not just people who agree with him. You know, and yeah, and there's a lot of things. I mean, if you really get down to it, I mean, his view on the JFK bit, I mean, he's actually changed his views on that. But, you know, the point is, that's his opinion, and he can actually explain to you where his opinion is coming from. Whether you agree with him or not is a different matter. But, you know, I'm all, again, for free speech, you know, and but the thing about it is, we're not really seeing free speech when, if you talk about racism, when you discuss racism, when you discuss fascism, xenophobia, you know, the entire class aspects of all of this, you're just, you know, told to shut up. You know, nobody wants to hear it. You know, white folks just get defensive, and it doesn't matter whether they're on the left or the right, they just get defensive because they don't want to hear it. They don't want to be reminded of their privilege. You know, they want to start from now. But, I mean, look at now. You know, so what the fuck are you talking about? You got the past and you got now. And we're in now because nobody wants to talk about the fucking past. And then you got Obama, who doesn't want to talk about any goddamn thing unless it has anything to do with anything that's working politically. you know this and I know this. So let's all stop, you know, beating around the mulberry bush and pretending that we don't know what the hell is going on. You know, we're being led in the African community and in the native community, whether you speak Spanish or English, you know, by Uncle Toms, by House Negroes. We see this thing happen here with Barney's. Well, yeah, okay. But at the same time, I mean, like I said here with Oprah, you know, if you're a black person who's conscious, why are you spending $200-$400 on a belt? Why would you shop at Barney's anyway? You're not the first people that have been black that have been kicked out of Barney's, you know, or busted because they assumed that you were shoplifting at Barney's or Macy's for that matter. You know, I mean, get serious. This is not the first time this has happened. But, you know, right now because of the internet, people are aware of it. And that's good. But we also know that Jay-Z and his wife have an investment in Barney's. They have an investment in a few things. You don't really think that he became a billionaire simply from rapping, do you? You know, I mean, that's like Russell Simmons in the... I'm sorry, I will never let that go. The Harriet Tubman sex tape. No. I will not let that go. I will not let that go. Because it's basically, from a cultural standpoint, it is unforgivable, especially at this time. You know, if he's trying to make some pop cultural comment, you know, this was the wrong way and the wrong time to do it. And I'm all for that. But see, like I said, you know, that show that I mentioned this before, if the Jewish community, if the Ashkenazim community, if, you know, was willing to do that with gold on my ear, then I'll accept Russell Simmons doing that with Harry Tubman. Okay? I mean, you've already let Glenn Beck just take the Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King and completely twist him completely, fully out of proportion. So, you know, at this point, you know, what's left? What's left to abuse? What's left to take advantage of? Now, what does this have to do with spying? It has everything to do with goddamn spying. Because, you know, when you really get down to it, the brass tacks is, when this was happening to black people, when this was happening to Native Americans, when this was happening to Indian people who speak Spanish and shit, you know, nobody gave a fuck. Nobody cared. See, they were tapping off phones and setting people up for all kinds of things. Just think about Fred Hampton Sr. and Mark Clark in Chicago. Just think about Bunchy Carter, right? Huh? Let's talk about that. You know, let's talk about the controversy that's going on right now with Assata Shakur. Because while everybody's talking about Barney's, doesn't want to allow black people to come in and spend $200-$300 on, you know, ridiculous items of class status. You know, class status that actually works against African people in the United States. You know, let's not talk about that, right? Let's talk about, you know, why aren't we talking about the fact that Jay-Z and Beyonce are in Cuba? Again, this is their second trip. And the first time they left, they put further heat on Assata Shakur. Put her on a watch list over a police brutality case that happened in the 70s. You know, Daruba bin Wahad made it very clear that Beyonce is the Mata Hari of our time. And, you know, if this doesn't make it very clear to you, he's back in Cuba. You have to have special clearance to go to Cuba. Who's he getting this clearance from? Who's he really working for? Well, what is his stance on Assata Shakur? Well, you know, why hasn't the Reverend Jesse Jackson said anything about Assata Shakur? Why is it that the Black Congressional Caucus has not said anything about Assata Shakur? The NAACP has not said anything about Assata Shakur. The number one black man in the world, in terms of power politics, you know, the pro temp emperor right now, Pax Americana, he hasn't said anything about it. They sent some other black guy to make the announcement about how proud he was to make the announcement, right? Just like this Jay Johnson, who said that Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King, who said that war was one of the worst things that humans could do to each other, would be supportive of the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan and the occupations of those countries. Does that make any sense to you? That's like saying that Gandhi would approve of, I don't know, what? You know, name your terrorist group. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, right? It doesn't make any sense, right? So why does any of this other stuff make any sense? You know, it doesn't make any sense. But we're allowing this to go through because nobody really wants to come out and say what it is. Because if we do come out and say what it is, then we collectively have to say, how do we let it get this goddamn far? Are we really going to say that the Church Commission hearings didn't happen? Are we really going to say that the Pike Commission never happened? Are we really going to say that Iran-Contra never happened? Well, evidently, that's what's going down, because, you know, all of this history, all of these lost people, all of these damaged careers, all of this malfeasance, which has already been proven, all of this is a matter of the historical record. It's a matter of the historical record, so there shouldn't even be any debate on this. But, you know, we're dealing with a system here that allows politicians to be bought and sold for. You know, they're allowed to be whores legally for big business. And it doesn't even have to be big business from their country. The Italians, all of these multinational corporations can actually financially influence elections in the United States. And if you're not aware of this, when these, you know, people run for president, they ask to campaign overseas. No, it's not simply for the expats that live overseas that are turning in, you know, absentee ballots. You know, no, it's because they're actually getting money, and I don't know how this is legal, from foreign concerns, business concerns, that influence internal policies. Now, I know for you Judeophobes, you know, you want to make a big thing about Israel, but then you ignore the rest of it. Well, you know, why don't you just come out and say what it is? You just don't like Jews. You're neo-Nazis, and I would really appreciate it if you really came out and said what you are. You're neo-fucking-Nazis. You don't give a damn about the United States. You don't give a damn about democracy. You don't give a damn about, you know, the supposed post-racial, you know, conscious society that we're all running towards. You're neo-Confederates. You're Nazis. You're American Nazis. You're not even corporatists. I don't even think you understand what the hell that means. Well, I already know that you're a dummy anyway. And, you know, if you're Italian especially and you're calling yourself a Nazi, a German Nazi, you're an idiot. You know, Greeks? I mean, come on, the American Nazis don't even consider the Golden Dawn to be white. Because they're Greek. See, this is the idiocy. This is the idiocy. You know, and black conservatives go right along with this nonsense. I'm not even talking about black Republicans. They're just a bunch of fools. You know, anywhere from Ken Blackwell to Armstrong Williams or Michael Steele. Hey, has anybody seen Michael Steele? You know, where is he? You know, where are all the black Republicans when Jonathan Farrell got shot 10 times after he got tasered, after he had a car accident, after he was trying to find some help? Where are all the black conservatives? Where are all the black Republicans? Yeah, you're nowhere. You know, and you're not even screaming about the NSA bit, are you? No, because you don't care. You don't care. Because you'll suck to any white man in power, and you really don't give a damn what goes on. You will just continue to sell out yourself, you know, selling out your people, because you think you're going to get something at the end of this. You're not going to get a goddamn thing. You know, I mean, you're talking about Europeans. I mean, they got zero population growth, you know, and you're trying to connect yourself and basically try to do an Obama and replace yourself with them. And that means what? You know, what does it say about you that you want to become a bloodsucker? Well, frankly, what does it say about you that you're really ready to go down on your knees and suck on somebody who's already blood, you know, who's already taken advantage of you? And then you want to go and go through that to basically get into that position so that you can do that to somebody else. What does that say about you? Because, see, we're all under the confusion that if somebody is black or Asian or, you know, an Indian that speaks Spanish or, you know, any indigenous person for that matter, that basically if you're not white, that somehow you're not going to be a sellout, that you're not going to, you know, do the damage that's being done. And I don't know how anybody can say that when we can look at Indonesia, we can look at the Philippines, we can look at Cuba in terms of Batista. He was a black Indian. I mean, we can talk about that. And who he was working for and what the hell he was doing. We can talk about what was going on with Trujillo in the Dominican Republic. We can go on down the line. You know, the idea of black faces in high places doesn't mean a goddamn thing. You know, and you can't get caught up in this, you know, bullshit, man. So, yeah, you know, they're spying on everybody. But they've been spying on us, and everything that you are complaining about, you know, white ally, white mainstream liberal progressive ally, and hypocritical, you know, Republican, libertarian, you know, full of shit, you know, basically Confederate, you know, really down to your goddamn core, you know, right-wing American who thinks that, you know, as long as the United States is able to beat the shit out of everybody, then everything is okay with the world. You know, I would never be able to prove a negative to you. Because you have it set in your mind, you know, you're just moving from central position. If I'm not in charge, then something's wrong. Well, you know, yeah. You know, obviously, when you got somebody like that in your midst, you can never really relax, right? Because as soon as you ever make, you know, this person ever gets the idea that they don't fully control you, they stomp on you. You know, I mean, the schoolyard bully. I mean, we all know what the hell is going on here. So why are we playing games with everything? But see, but my particular take is that when this was happening to the weakest amongst you, meaning the indigenous people of, you know, where you live, the black people in your society, the women in your society, the homosexuals in your society, all of the outsiders, the Jews in your societies, the Rom people in your societies, right? Because you can't be Rom and have a blonde child in Europe, because that automatically means that you stole that child, right? You know, even though the mother's in Bulgaria. You know, it's like, hey, when are we going to be honest about when this whole spying thing was happening to the rest of us and all this other abuse, nobody gave a goddamn. So now that it's happening to the powerful, the white powerful, all of a sudden now something is going to be done, right? There's going to be discussion, right? There's going to be discussion, right? So yeah, you know, let's all wallow in the hypocrisy while we watch how this plays out. And you know, what's really amazing is how all of this is happening right now after Bush has, left the stage, right? He got his $500 million for the Bush Presidential Library, which, you know, some of you actually contributed to. To push that lie, right? This is all going to fall on the shoulders of Barack Obama, and consequently, subsequently, every black man in America, right? You know, every black man in America is going to pay for everything that's going on right now. And of course, he's not going to say anything. So, you know, this next election is going to be a motherfucker, man. You know, believe me, things are going to get really goddamn bad. So if you give a fuck, if you want some peace, if you want to see some goddamn sanity, man, before these next elections come up, you better start calling Obama on his hypocrisy. Now, you know, this didn't start with him, but he certainly didn't do a goddamn thing to stop it, which means he just went against everything else the Peace Prize is supposed to represent. You know, but then again, you know, what can you say about a black man in a position that he's in that boycotts a international racism conference in South Africa? This is The Angry Indian. Stay tuned. You've been listening to Intellis Nevers for Rage.
You are listening to Aboriginal Press News Service Public Radio. Indigenous talk radio for Celtic Scotland and other people living in the Fourth World.
Radio Insurgente, la voz de los sin voz.
Vamos, 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 vamos adelante, para que salgamos en la lucha avante. Porque nuestra patria grita y necesita de todo el esfuerzo de los zapatistas.
Transmitiendo desde algún lugar de las montañas del sureste mexicano, en la frecuencia 100.1 en FM.
एचआईवी संक्रमितहरूलाई माया ममता र समाजमा सम्मानित जीवन जिउने वातावरण निर्माण गरौं।
यो उनीहरूको अपेक्षा होइन, अधिकार हो।
रोगलाई तिरस्कार र बहिष्कार गरौं, रोगीलाई होइन। एचआईवी अरूलाई मात्र होइन, तपाईँलाई पनि लाग्न सक्छ।
सकारात्मक सोच, स्वस्थ समाज अनि सही निर्णय नै सरल तथा सफल जीवन हो।
सामाजिक रूपान्तरणका लागि गगन गृहको एउटा प्रयास।
Hello, I'm Carol Gordon. Information is the best way to protect your health.
Plan B, an emergency contraceptive, is now available over-the-counter without a prescription or a doctor's appointment for women 17 years and older. If you have had unprotected sex or have been sexually assaulted, consider Plan B to prevent an unwanted pregnancy. You have a legal right to get Plan B without a doctor's prescription. For more information, call your local Indian Health Service. If your local IHS does not carry Plan B, request that they do. Contact your local tribal health board and let them know about Plan B so they can make sure IHS provides it. For more information, call 605-487-7072. This message is brought to you by the Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center.
Dance to ya, kakyo ni wakuma kantik. Winston Watanini ya, miksuachi Saskatchewan ne utsian.
I am Winston Watanini. I am from Saskatchewan. Knowledge is power. We must gather knowledge to protect our children, our culture, our future. Learn the ways you can protect yourself and others from infection and spreading HIV. Teach others what you have learned. Together, we can make a difference.
Now that America has a black president, is this proof that racism is a thing of the past?
Well, I think white men were 100% of the people that wrote the Constitution, 100% of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, 100% of the people who died at Gettysburg and Vicksburg, probably close to 100% of the people who died at Normandy. This has been a country built basically by white folks in this country who were 90% of the entire nation. I think they ought to defend the legitimate rights of white working class folks who are the victims of discrimination.
With white people showing love like this, who needs enemies? Intelligent Aboriginal Media. The anti-colonial cure for mental slavery.
This is the Angry Indian, and you are listening to Intelligent Aboriginal Media. Now, Lupe and I want to give an apology both to our guest in the interview that we're about to play, and to the listeners for the audio quality, at least in certain parts of it. And the reason we're going to play it anyway is that we've done a few shows where the audio quality was really difficult when certain questions were raised for certain subject matter, and, you know, or having trouble making connections, you know, with people. We're going to play this anyway, basically because we still want you to hear what you're able to get out of this, what you can hear from them. We tried to clean it up as much as possible. But even though we heard it as we were doing the session, it really became, you know, clear as Lupe began editing the material. And, you know, we're not against Skype. We're not downing Skype itself. But, you know, it was acquired by someone else. And, you know, censorship is serious business. And now that we realize that just about everyone, no matter what their station in life, no matter what their station in their political schematics at home, is free from eavesdropping. So, this is basically our way of providing you, the audience, with an example of what everybody is talking about. Now, obviously, the call was allowed to go through, but you can hardly understand anything that he's saying. And, we're talking about Canada and the United States. So, you make your own conclusions. Okay, please, stay tuned.
This is APNS Public Radio.
The opinions expressed in dispatches represent the analysis of the participating editors and may not necessarily reflect the group positions of the ANG or its public news wires.
You are listening to the Angry Indian on Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Okay, welcome back to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. We're going to speak to the Stimulator. You might remember him. He was the first audio interview we've had on this show. He's a Canadian blogger. You can check out his work at submedia.tv. Find him on Twitter at Stimulator. He was reporting from the anti-fracking protest that took place in Canada not too long ago. Now, we've blogged about it. We've we've posted other, you know, mainstream news articles and, of course, the alternative news on this. But he's the only reporter that I know that was actually there. And we actually mentioned him in our press release because we had heard that his equipment was confiscated. So we want to clear a couple of things up, and we're going to do this, you know, really quickly. So, Stimulator, welcome back to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, so, you know, just give us a brief rundown of what happened up there from your perspective.
Well, the long short story is that there was a company called SWN. It's a subsidiary of Texas-based Southwestern Energy. It's a company that's been doing hydraulic fracturing or fracking for a bit in many different parts of the United States and now north of the border, north of the colonial border in so-called Canada. And Mi'kmaq folks over here got wind of this and started doing non-violent civil disobedience to try to block what was basically exploration equipment that uses seismic data to determine whether or not there's natural gas to be fracked. And so basically all throughout the summer, people were getting arrested and generally their asses kicked. And finally, members of the community invited Mi'kmaq Warrior Society into the scene, and they were definitely more confrontational style protests where equipment was seized and blocked from continuing exploration. And finally, a compound was located where SWN was storing their equipment, and they did a blockade of that equipment, and that was approximately, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so the blockade went on for about 2 weeks. It was a peaceful blockade. There was a different number of groups present there, while the warriors were the predominant. There were settlers, Anglo settlers, and Acadian settlers, I was there for a good week before the raid happened. It was a pretty chill time. There were fires. People were just hanging out, talking, and the Thursday morning, a week from last Thursday, around at approximately 7:20 in the morning, I get a text that said that the police had closed off both ends of the highway, and they were coming into the camp. And I got the camera out. I witnessed a pretty brutal raid by over 200 Royal Canadian Mounted Police. A lot of them with semi-automatic rifles.
Yeah. Now you reminded me that two reporters were actually taken into custody. Was there any understanding on why they were hemmed up like that?
It was actually just one reporter. It was Miles Howell, and Miles, a lot of the reasons why the world knows about this struggle is because Miles, who is an independent journalist with a Halifax Media Co-op, has been the person on scene since June, since this whole thing began, and so he's very well known in the community, and I guess he was on the side where the warriors were, and he just basically got caught up in the arrest of anybody who was in that area. He was eventually released early in the morning the following day, probably like around 1 or 2 in the morning, but he was able to retrieve his camera. He has photos of that raid. For myself, I was the only video journalist on the scene, and I was far removed away enough from where the warriors were, where I avoided arrest, but I was certainly threatened with arrest if I continued to be in the zone. And I stayed there until basically a police line pushed me out to basically meet a group of warriors who were pretty close to entering the zone.
Yeah, so, you know, speaking of that, there's a couple of controversies or conspiracy theories perhaps that are running about in terms of who actually torched those police vehicles and whether or not the Chief Sock was aware that there was going to be a raid. Is there, you know, any clarification that you can offer our listeners as to these rumors or speculations, I should say, that are flying around the community right now?
Yeah, so basically a report for Aboriginal People's Television Network, which is an indigenous-led television network north of the colonial border, has been some reporting on the area as well, and they got a hold of some notes that took place during a meeting in which the chief was present a week prior to the raid, and the notes do tell a very telling timeline of days that get named and things that are supposed to happen that day. So, for instance, on the Thursday raid, she wrote equipment out interrogation mark, points to SW equipment, which was actually taken out a day after the police had secured the area. So there's people do need to understand that the chief Sock is part of Band Council, and Band Council is an instrument of the Canadian government. It's a part of the Indian Act, and Band Council, for all intents and purposes, is the Canadian government. It's not the traditional Indigenous governance, and Band Council have a long history of corruption, of working with industry, and in this case, working with the police. I think that it's very sad that a lot of people are taking the side of the chief when it's pretty clear that the chief is not really interested in grassroots movements, and it's essentially working for the police. You know, when the day the raid happened, he had asked the police to leave the reserve. After the raid happened, you know, people were so angry the day of the raid that the people in the community torched six RCMP cars, and the chief and his crew condemned that as violence. Well, not really acknowledging the violence that was really done to the people who were trying to get the warriors out from behind the police line. The chief invited the police back into the community. I mean, this is a police that brutally attacked Mi'kmaq folks. And the chief himself cleaned up the burned out carcasses of the cars as a gesture of friendship towards the Royal Canadian Police. These are the facts they do. I understand that there's nuances and there's people within certain councils who may be decent, but in the end, the function of the council system is causing a step traditional way of indigenous governance.
Okay, you know, thanks for talking to us, because you know, the mainstream media, you know, pretty much reported this as an issue of anti-fracking protest, angry Indians. You know, there was no real discussion about the position of the government and how the authorities were handling peaceful protesters. There really wasn't very much discussion about that, you know. And thank you for coming on and trying to clarify some of these questions for us. Everybody, I want you to check out the Stimulator at submedia.tv, and you can check him at Stimulator on Twitter. And I want you to see what he's doing out there. He has one of the most engaging video podcasts ever. So thanks for being on.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. And I don't know if you're out there as well. I will be putting a link to support the Warriors. Because there's a lot of confusion now about where people should register support.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. This is Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Please stay tuned.
I'm Bob Kincaid from The Horn, headonradionetwork.com, and you're listening to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
This is FSNL reporter MJ Del Valle in Tbilisi, Georgia. Free Speech Radio News has been an essential outlet for my stories from the Caucasus region, including in-depth looks at the recent Armenian presidential election, the creative ways protesters in Azerbaijan are using to fight for freedom of expression, and labor struggles in the Republic of Georgia. But FSRN, along with the voices of people struggling for dignity, equality, and human rights, could be silenced. Find out how can you support independent grassroots journalists at fsrn.org.
Idle No More calls all people
to join in peaceful revolution,
to honor indigenous sovereignty,
and protect the land and water
for generations to come.
Mexicans, South Americans, all indigenous people, get inspired,
take action,
and become a part of the solution.
It's my future,
your future,
our future.
We are the protectors of Mother Earth.
Stand up and protect it.
Stand up and protect it.
Stand up
and protect our Earth.
Do not sit.
Do not sit.
Do not sit.
Do not sit.
And become a part of this incredible movement.
The time has come.
Idle no more.
Idle no more.
Idle no more.
Become idle no more.
Connection between the movie Avatar and Haiti, if there is a connection.
Well, you know, I had a chance to see Avatar. My wife and I had a chance to go see Avatar. And there's so much in that movie. I got to hand it to Cameron, though. That's the one thing. Everybody's trashing him. But I think we came to the conclusion after we got out there that it would not have had the impact that it did had them people been black or brown. Because immediately the cognitive dissonance of the collective white psyche would have shut down and not learned a damn thing. But once they took the black people and made them blue and put everything else African on them and then put a Navajo dialect in their mouth, it became something different that they paid attention to. It got so deep that this movie made $1 billion in less than a week. In less than a week. And this was not even for the international showing. So now what you got to do is people are looking at it and we're saying, yeah, it's the same story everywhere we go. But there is a deep metaphysic. I'm going to drop it when I come to New York, what the whole thing is about. But the metaphysics about that movie is showing that white folks going to be typically white folks no matter where the hell they go in the universe. And you cannot change the spots of the leopard. And whatever it is that you're doing, if you do not commit yourself to be counter to whatever it is that they give to you, the education, whatever it is, the little baubles and so forth, if you do not know that he is what he is going to be, the test, the disease, the one who pretends that he brings with one hand beneficence, but actually brings pestilence and plagues with the other, he is going to be him. You can't blame him for who he is. You can't blame a dog for barking because a dog has to bark. So what you have to look at is what it is he is. And Cameron did that to the point where the Pope had to come out and speak against it. That's how deep the movie became. So the whole movie, as far as the Haitians are concerned, when they went and start ripping down the houses and tearing down the trees and everything, ain't that typical? What else is new about him? What was really new was what it is that they showed, that his particular way of being is at an end. No matter how much power you see coming at him, that in the end, he is going to exhaust himself by who he is, not what he is given to us, by who he is, you see. So okay. The blue people, or those people called the Na'vi, are indicative of all indigenous and autochthonous peoples around the planet who are eventually going to be the ones inheriting the earth, but not after this man does everything to bring it to the point of complete extinction. Do you hear what the ending said? He said that they had destroyed their world. Send them back to the world that they have destroyed. Time, all things are in cycles.
All right?
Understand what I'm saying, that what's happening is, as a doctor, when someone comes to me with pains or is having or is suffering from a so-called disease challenge or a health challenge, there is a process that brought him or her to that point, and there is a process that they must go through to bring them back to health again. Well, we are in a process right now. The process is coming to a point. Usually when someone is getting ready to do their most healing, they look and feel their worst. Right now, the whole planet has suffered as a result of this cancer, and I hope, Cracker, you're listening good, because we're talking about your ancestors. Know that you're suffering as a result of them, too. You think that you got it good. You think that all of this phantasmagoria and the movies and special effects got it good, and you think that you've given the world this and that, but you haven't. Right now, you are burning out. You have the shortest-lived civilization of all time. That means that you have come to an end, or you come to a time in the whole cycle of the earth where you, just like a cancer or any other disease within the human substrain, are bringing to the surface everything that would be wrong with the archetypal nature within us as human beings. Everything that we could possibly be that would be pestilence, that would be the worst in activities within the spirit. Everything before we make the next jump to the next paradigm is represented in you. And we essentially are here visited upon that to help make the bridge that will make the next connection to the next paradigm. And let me say this to you, all the crackers listening in. Know that all of your peoples who are trying to get you spiritually involved, they don't go up to Sweden to find their spirituality. They don't go up to the Netherlands or Norway to find their spirituality. They don't go up to Iceland and into Russia to find their spirituality. No, they go into India. Even the President of the United States, wife and daughter went over to Kenya to be initiated. You understand that all spirituality came from the Africans and from the Melanites. You did not have any spirit. There's nothing spiritual ever came out of Europe. In fact, your Beatles, John Lennon, and the rest of them showed you that there was no spirituality there in anywhere in Europe, and he went all the way to India to deal with a yogi and start dealing with the swamis there. So everywhere you go looking for your spirituality, you come back to black. So I know why you're tuning in. This is where you get your lessons. This is where you get the fire you can't get listening to yourselves talking a lot of nonsense about what you're going to do as white people. All right? I'm saying to you that it's time for you to learn that your time is at an end. Uh-oh. And that all of this that makes you look powerful, all the stomping and all the mechanics and all the weaponry you created, all of this is bringing you faster and faster to your own demise. And that the spirit within the planet is going to throw you off through the people who are the indigenous people to this planet. And you have to learn about spirituality from us. So understand that what looks bad, like you, brother, you were saying, hey, you know, why can't we throw this devil off? Why can't we just get together? Brother, know that it is happening, but it is a process.
All right.
This is DJ Fusion of the Fusebox Radio Broadcast and BlackRadioFact.com. You're now listening to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio, another slice of real black radio for the masses. All right? Peace.